Hey guys, quick one from me. This is really for anybody who's in sales and actually also targeted towards a lot of mortgage brokers out there, because I'm seeing a lot of this and it really frustrates the hell out of me, because a lot of you, if I'm honest, are not being brutally honest with your prospects and your clients. What I'm talking about is basically when people say to you, and this isn't just the mortgage brokers, okay, because I know basically it's the same in any sales industry. You're too afraid of saying the reality of the situation because you want to appease that prospect, appease that potential client. You're afraid of losing. You're afraid of saying no. And I'm a big believer in actually being brutally honest and brutally upfront, because actually, you know what? It'll go so much further and you'll actually get real credibility and clients will buy into you. So although to some extent this is a little bit targeted to mortgage brokers out there, it's actually very relevant to anybody in sales. So what do I mean? What exactly am I talking about? Okay, this is the example I'm seeing so much, and I've seen this for years and years and years, and it frustrates the hell out of me. We've got prospects, we've got potential clients who are just saying to people, what's the best rate? What's the best deal? What can I get here? In sales, it's like, well, you know, this, whatever it is. The reality is, And if anybody who's you know, Joe Public watching this is important you understand this. It's impossible to tell you what the best deal is that's available to you, because we don't know if you can get it unless there's been due diligence and research taken place. In other words, how can, you know, you can pick a best rate. Yes, you can get the best deal, of course. You know, the best deal is this. I do best buy videos. But you know what? It's a little bit irrelevant, because without knowing your circumstances, how do we know you can actually get it? How do we know that lender's going to lend to you? So, you know, as brokers, as salespeople, we're being disingenuous. We're giving these people a disservice. We're not being brave enough and honest enough to say, listen, you're asking me to tell you what the best deal is. Actually, rather than just saying, oh, the best deal is this, because we're afraid to be honest, why not just say to people, listen, that's a great question, but actually it's a little bit irrelevant until you get me all the documentation, until I actually do the research, until I actually find out what the best deal is for you. You know, I could tell you what the best rate is, but actually, you know what? I might come back in a couple of days and say, sorry, that is the best deal, but you can't have it. This is the best deal. And to me, that's all smoke and mirrors, and it's doing people a disservice. It's actually not doing your job properly and honestly, because you know what? If you're in it to try and hook people in and try and, you know, sort of pull them in basically put up smoke and mirrors to try and fool people, you're doing yourself a disservice and you're doing the industry a disservice and you're doing your clients a disservice. And I'm a big believer in not doing that, because fundamentally it's not doing the right thing. And that is so important. So be brave enough. When a client says, you know, what's the best deal? Stop for a moment and say, you know what? That's a great question. But can I actually be honest with you? I could tell you what the best deal is, but it's a little bit irrelevant, because I don't know whether you can actually get that. So why don't we just step back and start from the beginning? I need to know exactly about your circumstances so I can actually find out what the best deal is for you. We need to educate the prospect. We need to educate our potential clients that it's not about what exactly is the cheapest best deal, because that question is an irrelevant question. You need to bring it back, start from the basics and actually work out what is the best deal for the client, because everybody is so different. In all honesty, probably, I don't know, 9 out of 10 cases that I'm seeing is all criteria driven. It's very, very rarely rate driven. So be honest with people and don't fool them. Or don't be afraid. Stop being afraid. This is what I think it is, actually. It's a, you guys, salespeople, whether you're mortgage brokers or sales, doesn't matter. This goes across every industry. You're afraid to say no. You're afraid to be honest to prospects, but you've got to stop it. You've got to actually stop playing that sales prospect game. And you know when it's being played. You know it. When you're on the phone, you can just sense that, oh, I'm just saying this because I'm trying to appease them. I'm afraid to, you know, put up a barrier that they're going to suddenly say, I'm not going to deal with you. Be honest, because you know what? You'll get so much more credibility when you're being honest and brutally upfront and explain it. But the critical thing is to be nice and be honest about it, because you know what? When you do, it's amazing how much a client will buy into you. Because you know what? The amazing things, I might be saying this, probably none of you would actually take my advice because you're afraid to actually do it. But the amazing thing is, if you do, you know what? You'll be one of the very few people who do it compared to all of your competition. And who's going to stand out from that competition? It'll be you, because you're doing something differently. You're being honest, and you're going to be sort of breeding credibility. So listen, guys, one thing to be aware of is when, and it's all about being self-aware. When you're on that phone call, when you're on that face-to-face meeting, you come to a point, and you know this, when you're on that phone call and having that conversation, when you chicken out, basically. You know, right, this is the point when I either turn left or I turn right. Left is the easy path, because I'm just going to say what they want me to say, because I'm afraid to be honest. It's a point when you go, I know I should be thinking about saying this, because actually it's a harder conversation. That's me being honest. But this is the point when you go either left and take the easy route, which is the route that most of you take all the time, or the point you go, you know what, I'm actually going to be brave. I'm actually going to do it. I'm actually going to be honest. I'm actually going to, you know, not just be a yes man, and actually tell people the truth. Because the moment that you do is the moment that you're different. So listen, guys, hope that was helpful. I don't care what industry you're in, this is the same for every single industry that's out there. Be honest with your clients, tell them the reality, and it will help you so much more. Listen, guys, don't forget to subscribe, keep tuned in, and I'm gonna share lots more of my thinking. Take care. Hey, podcast peeps. Listen, thank you so much for listening to the Ben Parry podcast experience. It means the world to me for you guys to listen, and I hope you got some real value out of it. If you can rate and review this podcast, it will mean the world to me as well. And listen, I really hope that you can keep tuned in and listen out for much more to come. So yeah, big love, and catch up soon, guys.